Speaking of which, I think we're going to go to an advert.
Ooh.
Because I've got the power to do that, and I should probably do that. So we're going to run a 60-second ad break. See you on the other side, everyone.
What do we do now?
Pretend like we're...
I don't know. We're just going to carry on. For people who... this is a 60...
Yeah, I mean, some people are running ad blocks, so...
some people are not going to see the adverts. This is us not taking it so seriously.
When do we take it seriously? Come on.
Well, there is that.
I mean, I don't know if you've done it wrong, because I'm definitely not running ad blocker, and I'm not seeing an advert. I'm still seeing our 6 months.
I'm not seeing it either.
I'm just seeing our 6 months, so I don't know what's happening.
Sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes it does, but I've pressed the button, and we have 20 seconds of the ad break remaining.
Okay.
So, Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. A quick reminder that we also run a live stream show every other week on Twitch. Our next live stream will be Tuesday the 27th of July when, depending on the cast availability, we might get closer to the climax of our superhero adventure or continue our City of Sargoth Dungeons & Dragons campaign, in which I play a dragonborn bard who doesn't really understand social cues. Or something else. But we always have a good time, and we hope you'd have a good time watching us. You can find us, as always, twitch.tv/D20FutureShow. There's one other piece of business, and that's to shout out listener Dan. Dan is an old friend. Well, he's not that old, but he's a friend I haven't seen for some time now. He reached out on Twitter, at D20FutureShow, to let me know he's listening to the show. Hi Dan, miss you pal. Our actual play UK trailer this week comes from Omen Investigations.
Attention new agents, this is me, Dr. Byron Brimstone, director of the OMEN. That's the Office for Occult Monitoring, Examination, and Negation. I'm here to give you a short intro into the adventures of the OMEN Investigations team. Join us on a comedy role-playing podcast set in the modern world, where three agents travel the globe to deal with demons, cultists, and conspiracy theories. Follow the exploits of Koala Jackson, an amnesiac Australian with a dark history.
Yeah.
Annabelle St. John, a gun-sticking girl from the Deep South.
Is it a gun cult or is it a pony cult?
And Dr. Martin, a disgraced former professor from Sweden.
I mean, I am from Sweden.
If you like listening to people search for monsters, aliens, entities from beyond the void, and other such hoo-ha, then you should check out Omen Investigations on all good podcast apps. Bibstone out.
Dolores, remind me why we're podcasting our top secret operations again.
Those are from a list of monsters.
Right.
It's that time in the show when I get to say, previously, on the D20 Future Show.
I'm Adam, I'm playing Nicole. Nicole is a woman, she's from Manchester, she's good with animals. She's quite young, but she sees herself as a bit of a leader, and her powers are telekinetic, telepathic stuff.
My name is Aled, I'm playing Brian Lyle, I am a twin. As part of this campaign, I have the power to control water and conjure water. I'm from Failsworth, I'm a mechanic. And I'm a sort of slow and careful thinker before I actually do anything. I'm quite reserved like that.
I am George. I am playing Roland Lyle, who is the other twin. Roland is a professional race car driver, relatively impulsive and quick-witted. And Roland has been gifted with the ability to control fire.
I'm Alex. I'm playing Freddie Jones, a nuclear physicist. And my superpower is atomic manipulation. I can make stuff out of thin air.
As you open the door to see inside, to wonder where the farmyard animals were, you go, oh, it was gym equipment. 5 thugs look up at you and say, what are you doing here? So, how much trouble are our heroes in? Well, let's find out.
Here to work out.
Who are you?
I'm Nick, and these are my friends. I don't know why I put on a voice then.
Okay,
I've not come through. I'm still in 3 because I was coming back from the reception. So
okay,
I'm still in the presentation.
You're a little bit behind. Excellent. In which case, I'd like you, Nick, to roll a let's go for it charm check.
Is that a
thing? Can I assist Nick and say, yeah, we're the new hires?
I'll tell you what,
We'll come to that. First, Nick, roll a charm check. I don't think we're going to allow you to assist with that different lie.
Let's go diplomacy.
Yeah, diplomacy. Let's go for diplomacy.
Oh, fantastic. I get plus 10 on this.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's still a rough check, but okay.
I mean, it's a bit like George. I didn't roll very well, but I got a 19.
Okay. The guy looks at you with it for a moment and says, it's not... Jim's close to new people now. This is for regular staff only.
But you can see I need to work out. You know, these skinny arms, I feel...
You're not even in workout clothing.
Workout clothing is whatever you want it to be.
Hey. give me a bluff check.
Okay, yeah, I get plus 8 on this one. Okay. 19 again.
He says, okay, go back to your quarters, get some proper workout clothes on. This isn't for playing about in you know, leather jackets and jeans. This is a proper gym. I know you're new, you don't know how these things work, but...
No worries, thanks for the advice. We'll be back in a little while.
You're welcome.
I walk out.
Roll me a bluff check.
Me?
Roll me a bluff check.
I almost got us out of that.
Almost.
And here we go, straight back in.
You may yet.
Natural 20.
Nice. Well played.
Okay. You know, when you got a total of 19, he got a total of 18.
Ooh, nice.
So close.
Just close to catching you. You make your way away from room number 4 and the gym full of thugs.
Do we get the XP for defeating 5 thugs?
I believe it's half if you avoid
it. You get half of the XP for getting past the encounter without combat.
I just put a quick scribble over room 4 saying 5 guys.
There's a 5 guys in there?
No.
The fast food chain.
Oh, let's go.
No.
Please sponsor us.
Oh, that would be the best sponsor ever.
Let's take a moment to appreciate that.
I mean, I can think of a few I'd prefer, but yeah. 5 guys, if you're out there and you wish to sponsor this stream, we are totally sponsorable. You make your way back down from the gym full of guys who may or may not be called Mo. And back into the presentation room.
What was
room.
In there?
Just gym equipment, actually.
I didn't go in. I'm asking you,
oh, sorry.
When you came out, what was in there? Oh.
There was 5 guys.
Five thugs working out in a gym.
Guys, yeah.
we said we were new recruits. They said we needed gym gear, so we left them to it and said we'd come back in a bit.
Just, are they going to stay in there? Just asking for a friend, you know, if they're just going to be wandering about this place causing trouble.
Can we lock them in?
At the double doors, is there any way of like jamming something into the double doors to stop them from opening from the other side? Like putting a broom handle through or anything? Or...
Are they metal? Do they have metal handles?
No.
No handles, okay.
They have no handles. They're the sort of doors that push both ways.
Sure. Are they metal at all in anywhere?
They have metal panels for like where you touch them. Yeah.
Okay. I want to try something.
I'm gonna try and melt it.
I want to use a level of cone of fire. Oh no, that's just gonna get their attention, isn't it?
To melt steel.
That'd be the worst. That would be the worst thing to do ever, wouldn't it?
Or the funniest? Hard to say.
Okay, I'm not doing it. No.
I mean, we could just walk away. I hate to be the voice of reason. It's not a good look on me. But we could just walk away.
I agree with the voice of reason. Let's walk away.
I'm not doing very well.
I'm not a fan of leaving them in there, but I'd also rather not deal with them either. And they've not noticed all of our other shenanigans thus far. So,
got to get them gains.
Room 5?
You're going to make your way south?
It better not go south.
Okay. You make your way south down to room 5, or corridor 5. A moment later, you see that you're in... It's a corridor with a collection of doors. This time they have proper, not pull handles, but turning handles. The sort that you would have on student accommodation.
Can I at this point say that I'm going to listen and check at the doors to check if there's anything on the other side of them?
Yes. Roll me a listen check for the whole shebang. Let's not do like 8 or 9 listen checks. There's quite a few.
Natural 20. Again.
Wow.
Two in a row.
Okay. Two in a row. Maybe you need to change your dice.
I mean, I'm doing it on Google Dice Rolling, so...
Other dice rolling apps are available, some of which could totally sponsor us, but that would be fine. You hear a woman sobbing inside one of the rooms. You also hear somebody pacing up and down. The other rooms seem to be unoccupied. So you hear two things, one of which is somebody pacing up and down, and the other is a woman crying. You can tell it's sort of some combination of terrified and very sad.
I think we found Sandra.
Found Sandra, yeah.
Every now and again you hear, Rick.
I'm going to leave the one with the woman crying in. Oh, I'm just going to relay that information back to everyone else quietly because we're in a corridor and...
Roll me a stealth check.
Here we go. He's going to get us one of these times. He's going to get his TPK at some point.
You make it like I'm trying to kill you.
Well, yeah.
it's literally your job.
It's not. Not until the final boss encounter.
18.
Okay. You don't hear any... As you slowly relay the information that behind that door, there appears to be a woman crying. It's probably Sandra. And behind that door, there appears to be pacing back and forwards, and every other door is quiet. You don't hear anything else. There appears to be no change to either of the sounds.
Let's try some of the other doors.
You first.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick a door.
Okay, there are 6 doors. The crying woman is behind door number 2, and the pacing is behind door number 6.
Have you got that, Alice?
I'm going to try door number 1.
Okay. Okay, door number 1 is locked.
I'm going to try door number 3.
Okay, door number 3 is locked. Door number 4 opens.
Hey!
As funny as it would be for them all to be locked, there's no plot progression there. Door number 4 opens, and it is quite a small sort of student bedroom. There appears to be no things in here. It's just it's like somebody has just moved out.
Okay. Can I check the drawers and cupboards and things and just check that there's absolutely nothing in there? Empty.
There's a pencil and a scrap of paper, but it's there's nothing of note on it. There is that sort of, you know, that sort of dirt that gathers, sort of like sandy, dusty stuff that gathers in drawers if it's cheap furniture. That. But there's no stuff anywhere.
Okay. Door number 5.
Door number 5 is locked.
You've still got door number 1, I think, haven't you?
No, that's the first one I tried.
So far he's explored 1, 3, 4, and 5. With 2 has the crying woman in it, and 6 has the pacing up and down.
And by explored, he means most of them having been locked.
But most of them are locked, yeah. These are, you would guess, where people would live.
Yeah, I'm guessing that these are people's bedrooms, and I'm fully okay with just leaving people to be in their bedrooms.
He says, coming out of somebody's bedroom.
Should we just skip over this and try somewhere else?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not interested in drawing any more attention to us than we can help.
So you could continue along the corridor, which turns sharply to the left. Or you could go back to the original room, the presentation room.
I feel like we might as well go to 6 now.
Okay, so 6 is going along the... I mean, Alex is going to keep making decisions. As long as everyone else is cool with what Freddy decides, then that's fine.
Are you sure we shouldn't just press on? Just see what's on the end of this corridor?
Well, that would be... Yeah, well, that would be proceeding to room number 6, so...
Well, yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, right, sure. Sorry, I thought 6 was back the way we came.
This corridor loops back round.
Gotcha.
This corridor just keeps looping back round by the map.
Let's do that then.
That we've got.
So area number 6 in the map that I think we all assume that Nick has shown you for the sake of the plot.
Yep.
Good, excellent. I'm glad we all agree, except apparently Nick, but...
I'm going to continue with my listen first approach.
Okay, roll me a listen check.
Before you walk us into a room full of thugs. Oh, listen. I do not roll well.
Okay.
I roll an 8.
You hear the sound of water running. It's a sort of trickle.
Sounds like there's water behind there, I say to the others.
Maybe there's another water jet person.
Should we have a look?
Or it could just be... could just be the shower facilities, let's be honest. This looks very much like it's got accommodation. There's a gym, there's accommodation.
You don't
need somewhere to wash. Let's have a look, but I'm just...
Does sound that way a little bit, let's be honest.
Just saying. Don't expect there's many of me about. Quite unique, you see.
There's only one Brian.
As you open the door... Yes, no?
Yeah, let's just slowly have a look through. Try and... trying to move silently, using that skill.
Okay, roll me a move silently check.
Doesn't help when he's staring straight at the door, walking like Pink Panther.
Well, no, as in more to just like open it carefully, walk in, have a quick look, trying not to be noticed if there's someone there, and that is an 18.
You open the door, and as you do so, you see that there is a sign on the wall, essentially. They are the icons for a men, women. Pointing, and you see that this, you're now pretty convinced that running noise is now, has just turned into a flushing noise in the men's side. And you appear to be in the toilets / washing facilities block.
Toilets, someone's coming. Let's go, guys.
Is there nothing worth looking for in the toilets?
I mean, he has a point.
She, thank you.
She, sorry.
Be my guest.
Like, we're doing weird stuff anyway. But if we all just walk into the toilets at once, I think it's just another level of... I'm going to stick in the corridor.
Well, which gender do we go in? We're not going in the ladies on my
head. How about we just get out of here?
Yeah, we've just heard a toilet flush. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, see ya. I'm following my brother.
Let's hope they wash their hands.
Yeah.
We get out of there.
Okay. You turn around and make your way back out of the toilet / shower block. You are now at a T-junction. You can turn right back the way you came or left further into the facility.
Yeah, so left is towards 8 or 7. Which are the two places we've not explored yet.
Let's do it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's go for it. We've not found anything of interest yet. So for plot progression.
Yeah, you're right. This has been a very normal public building, except the lack of signs, except in the toilets and the showers. Okay.
And the sludge.
Doesn't seem very fire safe either. I don't see any emergency exits anywhere.
Yeah, you could totally report this secret underground bunker for breaking fire regulations.
don't you worry, I will be. Don't care about human experimentation, but fire safety. Very important.
This is how we bust the society. This is how we take it down.
Yes.
It's like getting Al Capone on tax fraud.
Let's try 8.
All right. You make your way around. You reach this. So, again, there's a T-junction. You can continue along the corridor or turn right. Down the corridor is a set of dark wooden doors with brass panels. So, it's, ooh, again, a set of double doors, but this time they are brass panelled. You would notice the floor has got maybe a little bit posher as well.
Ooh, posh area. I'm doing my same listen thing as before we go in.
Feel underdressed.
It's served us well so far.
Yep. Okay. Roll me a listen check.
That is a 17. I have good listen skill.
You hear the sound of medical machines beeping.
Ooh.
You could hear low conversation. Some of it seems quite kind of tense, with another voice quite dismissive.
We might have found the medical area.
That's good. I still need patching up from before.
There are people in there.
I mean, I appear to have drawn an X on number 8, so I'm assuming, yeah. Do I remember anything about room number 8? I seem to have made a note of it on my map.
No.
Okay.
You've put an X on it because you felt like there was something drawing you towards that area in particular.
Okay.
But you don't know any more than that.
Okay.
Shall we go for it, guys?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to need a marching order, please.
I just boldly walk in.
I'll follow him.
Ah, you boldly walk in. I love it. Excellent.
There was a bucket of water on top of the door and it tips onto you.
Put little boxes. Roll a dex. No. So we're having Freddy in first. Cool.
Roland will follow him.
I'll go next.
Yeah, I was going to be at the back listening out to see if I could hear if anybody was following us out of the
I'm okay with that.
Toilet shower block.
And then sort of Brian and Nick at the back.
Yeah, cool.
As you open the door, you see a wood-panelled office. It's quite posh. A lot of the fittings, however, are very modern. So while there's wood panelling, all the detailing is quite modern. You don't spend a huge amount of time admiring the kind of the appointments, because there is a man in a black lab coat sat at a computer and a large pod, not dissimilar to the one that you found Alison Wood in. It's rigged up to a computer. You see a large desk at the far end of the room with a man sat in a wheelchair.
Is he bald?
He is. He is not bald, but he is on the phone. And he looks up, and he just holds up a finger, and then he says, "Yes, it's the chairman. Project Gamma was proceeding nicely. We seem to have managed to achieve consistency." We've become quite adept at creating the ones that we call Frank.
Oh, dear.
There are some other issues to overcome, of course. The Franks do suffer a complete amnesia, which is not ideal. And, of course, you still you have loftier expectations than Frank. No, sir. No, I remain confident we can make a success of Project Gamma. Yes, sir. Something has come up? No, nothing to worry about. And he puts the phone down. The guy in the black lab coat is kind of working away still. Basically doesn't seem to have noticed you. He seems very focused on what he's doing. Welcome. Welcome, the troublesome five.
Oh, that's what you came up with? I mean, as a superhero group name, that is lame, dude. I mean,
seriously.
It's surely...
It's your name, not mine.
We've got to work on fixing that because... That won't do, will it?
Well, I don't suppose it'll matter tremendously longer. Welcome to the Society. Mr. Lovecraft, good of you to come back. I was not aware you had any plans to return.
To be honest, they just kind of brought me along.
As you see the face, you recognise and things start to kind of click in place, and you remember it was a room... Maybe this room that you woke up in and that you escaped from.
Okay.
The man doesn't seem overly troubled. In fact, he seems incredibly relaxed.
Does this, the guy's name I don't know, Alpha Blucherson?
This Oscar is the chairman. Oh, is it Oscar Gunderson?
Yeah.
No.
Is it?
Well, that could have been who he was on the phone to.
So I'm just going to come straight in with a... I mean, I don't know how it'll work with him there, but I'm just going to come straight in with a gather information role. Just like, hey, what's going on here? Just really positive, just proper, straightforward.
What up, guys?
So gather information is not...
Well, whatever I need to do, I'm just coming in. What's up? What's going on here?
Tell me your secrets.
This is more of a diplomacy check than a gather information.
Oh, that's even better. I'll take that because I get better diplomacy. Thank you.
If you were sort of wandering around a market trying to find out where the illegal stalls were, that would be gather information. This is very much a direct asking a question of somebody.
All right. Okay. That's 21 on a diplomacy. Hey, what's happening? What's going on here, then?
What is going on here, I would have thought is pretty obvious.
Just tell me more, please.
My colleague here, Dr. Wilkerson, is furthering Project Gamma.
What's Project Gamma? Tell me more.
I'm presuming Project Beta was Frank and Alpha. I don't know what Alpha was, to be honest.
I'm just being like...
But what is Project Alpha? Foreshadow, 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 foreshadow.
I'm just being like really forward and just being like, tell me more, go on. I'm so interested. Trying to get him to spill his guts.
He pauses, holds out a hand, and I would like you to make a wisdom save, please.
I can do that.
Oh, it's a super villain. So dead.
That's a 17.
You were probably the wrong person to try it on, but you were the one being gobby, so.
Yeah. I've been friendly, thank you very much. At no point was I being in any way offensive or aggressive. I was being very intriguing.
You feel something touch your mind.
Ooh.
It very much feels like the sort of thing you've tried to do to other people, but less subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas you maybe have kind of tried to sort of gently manipulate, this is like someone sort of slapping you, but you managed to block it.
That was so cool. What's going on? I'm not letting up.
Okay.
You just like psychic powers. That's so cool. Like I try and just sort of do something to sort of, obviously, I can't do anything that good, but, like, can I... Ooh, there's a thing. Can I try a lesser mind link with him?
You certainly can.
I'm just going for... I don't know what's happening. I'm going for this.
While this is happening, can I just ready an action?
I'm distracting him here, so, yeah, you guys, yeah, go wild.
Yep.
So I want to ready reactivating my Fists of Fire if either someone else comes in the room...
Okay.
...or this guy stands up.
Yep.
I'm cautious as well. Can I ready a gun drone?
Okay.
I'd like the heroic surge, if that's all right.
Yeah, you guys all get ready. I'm distracting him. It's fine.
As in readying it, or are you just doing it?
I'm readying it.
Okay.
We're all well aware where this is going, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And are preparing for what is inevitably going to happen. Despite Nick's best efforts.
But Adam could do something crazy here.
I don't know where this is going. I'm going to try stuff. So can I try a lesser mind link with him? Just to see where it goes.
You could try a lesser mind link.
I love it.
Just see where it goes.
Cross off another use of your superpower.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself stood in a white space.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing in that white space is... a man in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, all you see is Nick freeze.
Oh, she got out psychicked.
I might be in trouble. I might have bit off more I can handle. Okay. I'm just going to go with it. I'm keeping going. So I'm just going to tell me everything.
Welcome to... Well, you have interesting abilities. Fascinating.
Thank you.
I don't suppose you have any interest in joining the society.
I don't know, maybe. Tell me more about it.
It is pointless to lie in this space.
Who said I'm lying?
You have come to disrupt. You killed one of our associates.
I've come to investigate, actually, is what I've done. I had a dream, and I wanted to find out what was happening.
Roll a will save, please.
Okay. That one's not so good. That was an 8. Am I dead now? Okay.
Let's look up brain lock.
Oh, no.
If you want to attack now, guys, now is the time.
I would like answers.
Just, you know.
They haven't seen this.
You are using up his spells, though. Let's be honest. You're doing well there.
I'm taking the hit. Yeah, I'm taking the hit.
The target's higher mind is locked away. They stand mentally paralyzed, unable to take any actions. The brain-locked subject is not stunned, so attackers get no special advantage. They can defend themselves against physical attack, but otherwise they can't move, and they can't use psionic abilities.
Cool. But am I still in this like white room with him? Can I still talk to him?
So, for now, you are in a white room, but you find your jaw is stuck shut.
Oh, but like, oh, Charisma's my whole thing.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Not anymore.
So we see Nick freeze and stop talking.
I mean, Nick froze and stopped talking, and the
sure. So
that happened before the brain lock. That's okay, just what
cool,
happened.
Cool.
Nick,
not as impressive as you may think.
So I can kind of move, can't I?
I mean, not currently, because you're in this. You have this mind link formed with the guy.
Oh, can I not? Oh, okay, because you said I can defend myself in this.
So. At a point where it kicks off, you can, but it's but you can't use any psionic abilities.
No, I was going to say, can I like give like a sort of like behind my back if I can, like a signal to be like, get in.
Not while you're in this mind link.
Okay, fine.
So this mind link, you're in this white room.
Okay.
He says, and the people in the room hear this as well. The society exists for only one purpose. We are going to improve humanity. And we're going to do it without the disruption of the powers that think they be. We are stronger. We are cleverer. We have fantastical abilities. And he just sort of swipes a hand, and a collection of books just sort of float and then pile themselves up on top of a bookcase. You see, I am the chairman of quite a society, and you have come and you have tried to make a mess of my plans, and you are deeply, deeply unwelcome.
Supervillain alert.
I'm taking that as the start of initiative and using my action to put gun drone.
I'm going to pull the trigger on Fist of Fire.
Just before you do, he looks over and says, Dr. Wilkinson? And the man in the black lab coat shakes his head, and the chairman says, very well, then it seems we begin. How dangerous is the chairman? What is the mad scientist doing? And have those guys finished working out in the gym? I told you, Dan, cliffhangers all the way down. Let's find out on the next episode of the D20 Future Show Superhero Adventure. Lesser mind link.
Page 265, probably. I'll probably 266. Maybe 267.
I think you mean 366.
Yeah, there you go. See? You don't need me anymore.
The mind link worked.
Oh, I don't have that on my list. My character, she's got errors. Alan, you sort that.
Mood.
I don't store metadata.